Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a roadmap to curbing pollution in Western Lake Erie. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. The U.S. EPA recently approved a plan to reduce phosphorus and nitrogen in the Maumee River watershed, one of the main drivers of toxic algal blooms in Lake Erie. The TMDL, or Total Maximum Daily Load, will help the large watershed in northwest Ohio get on a so-called pollution diet. Here to talk us through what that means for Lake Erie's water quality is Ohio Sea Grant Director Christopher Winslow. Hi, thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So help us understand, what exactly is a TMDL or a total maximum daily load?
TMDL, kind of in a nutshell, is a tool that helps characterize the watershed. So it's going to say, you know, where are nutrients high? Where are they low? Where are they changing? What is the land and the watershed being used for? It'll also identify where there are what the EPA calls impairments. But then what is really great about these is that it recommends an implementation plan. So what could the federal agency, US EPA, and then within the state do to remedy or address any of these impairments?
Yeah. And these recommendations come after nearly 6 years of legal battles between the US EPA and the Environmental Law and Policy Center on how exactly to protect this waterway under the Clean Water Act. But why has the Maumee River watershed received so much attention? What makes it so important?
Yeah, I mean, so it's not the only watershed. I'm glad you bring that up. So there are, depending on who's counting, somewhere between 12 and 13 rivers that are on the western side of Lake Erie. But the Maumee is by far the largest of those 13. Not only is it large, it has a pretty high concentration of nutrients, meaning phosphorus and nitrogen. So in all the models and the forecasts and the things that scientists and agencies do to predict how large a bloom will be in Lake Erie, usually the driver or the indicator of that bloom is the nutrients coming out of the Maumee River.
What does this total maximum daily load tell us about how the phosphorus and nitrogen is getting into the watershed?
Really what it's showing us is it's kind of breaking it down into what I would say three large categories. It's either coming from home sewage treatment, it's coming from a pipe, or it's just coming off the landscape. Just kind of when it rains, the water moves off the edge of those rivers and streams and creeks and gets into the major river and then ultimately Lake Erie.
And was there any like category that was more severe than the other? I guess, is what exactly did it tell us about where we need to look to solve this problem?
Most of it is pointing to what is called non-point, so that surface runoff.
And what about in terms of agricultural runoff? How is that factored in this Maumee River watershed conversation? Because I know this is an area, right, that has a lot of agricultural land. Is that playing any role in the algal blooms that we're seeing?
So that agricultural runoff will fall into that non-point. But surface runoff also happens from our urban centers, our suburban neighborhoods, golf courses, right? So anything that doesn't have a pipe is going to run in. Now, if we look in the Maumee watershed, we will see that a lot of the acres or land that run off and that contribute to that non-point is ag. But that isn't by itself a finger point at ag. It is just we use the landscape for ag and the landscape contributes some of those nutrients and those inputs.
Gotcha. Given all this data that we have now, how will things change moving forward?
That's something that really then falls to our agencies and falls to the municipalities and in those counties. What can we do in our little tiny subportion of that bigger Maumee to reduce nutrient loss from here? And so it really just provides this implementation plan or this framework of saying, all right, here's the full Maumee watershed. Communities and agencies, use this document to guide how you're going to address this issue.
That's Christopher Winslow, director of the Ohio Sea Grant at Ohio State University's College of Food, Ag, and Environmental Sciences. Thank you again for talking with me, Chris.
It was a pleasure. Thanks for asking.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.